Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're talking about the importance of hiring a surveyor for every step in the building process. The first case study is of a property located in Hawaii on the island of Puna. A construction company has reportedly built a $500,000 house on the wrong property. Local Hawaii news reports that the owner doesn't want the house and has endured problems like higher taxes and squatters. Now, to add insult to injury, she's being sued over someone else's mistake. The still vacant 3-bedroom, 2-bath house on a 1-acre lot on Puna's Paradise Park is worth about $500,000, but it could end up costing a lot more than that as they head to court to sort it out. It all started back in 2018 when Annalene Reynolds thought she'd found the perfect serene parcel in Paradise Park to host her meditative healing women's retreats. The price was also right. She bought it at a county tax auction for about $22,500. But while she waited in California for the pandemic for the right time to use it, the lot was bulldozed and a house was built on the property. She was completely unaware of the construction until she got a call last year from a real estate broker who figured out the mistake. He told the owner, "I just sold the house, but it happens to be on your property, so we need to resolve it." Well, turns out PJ's Construction was hired by developer Keo Development Partnership to build about a dozen homes on properties that developers bought in the subdivision. The identifying markers are just telephone poles. According to an attorney for PJ's Construction, the developers did not want to hire surveyors. Now, the property can't be sold, and the house has become a nightmare for the owner. And apparently, there's now squatters immediately attracted to a brand new vacant house. So the owner built a fence, and now is facing property taxes that went from a few hundred dollars a year to several thousand dollars a year. In this case, the settlement is probably going to be decided by the judge. Now, when we build anything, we always hire a surveyor. I've seen so many properties where buildings are situated in the wrong place on a lot, or in more severe cases, they encroach on the neighbor's property. Now, you might be thinking that a single-family home on a 1-acre lot has a lot of leeway. You could be off by a few feet and nothing bad will happen, and perhaps that's true. But even on larger lots, there can be easements, there could be regulation limits. For example, my own home is next to a river. The property needs to be set back from the river, but more than that, there's another line that is based on elevation from the water that defines the regulation limit for the local conservation authority. I intentionally moved my house back far enough so it was outside the regulation limit. That meant I didn't need to ask the conservation authority for any permissions. They probably would have granted permission, but I didn't even want to ask the question. Simply moving the house back another 10 feet meant I was outside the regulation limit. The only way to know the house is in the right place is to hire a surveyor who would place the pins for the foundation. Most zonings also have a height restriction, and here too, the surveyor will set markings for the grading plan and for the height of the foundation. I honestly can't imagine as a developer even buying a property without a survey, and I can't imagine breaking ground on any new construction without a survey. We once had a property in Louisiana where the public road leading up to the property was built 20 feet off and was actually encroaching on the neighbor's property. The neighbor did not want us to move forward with our construction project, and they tried to block access to a public road that had been in existence for more than 15 years. It's not like they didn't know the road was there, but when they built the road, the crew needed additional space for a drainage ditch along one side, and they built the entire length of the road in the wrong place. A surveyor would have, or at least should have, been setting pins for the construction of the road. Now, back in the day, property legal descriptions were not as precise as they are today. They were often based on a system of meets and bounds. It would read something like, heading due west 100 feet from the old oak tree and then heading due south 200 feet from the fire hydrant. These reference points were not always the most reliable. And today, accuracy is much better using a combination of known reference points and GPS coordinates. The more reference points, the better the accuracy. There was a case less than half a mile from my house of a tree cutter who cut down an old growth forest on the wrong property. And here too, survey markers would have or could have prevented the mistake. But above all, the surveyor is required to check legal description on title, taken directly from the deed. This would prevent someone from building on the wrong property. And for less than a fraction of 1% of the total project cost, you'll dramatically reduce the risk of these types of errors. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.